As he gave 1,000 francs to the vestiaire and walked down the steps of the casino, Bond made up his mind that Le Chiffre would in no circumstances try to rob the case, and he put the contingency out of his mind. Instead, he explored his present physical sensations. He felt the dry, uncomfortable gravel under his evening shoes, the bad, harsh taste in his mouth, and a slight sweat under his arms. He could feel his eyes filling their sockets. The front of his face, his nose and antrum, were congested. He breathed the sweet night air deeply, and focused his senses and his wits. He wanted to know if anyone had searched his room since he had left it before dinner. He walked across the broad boulevard and through the gardens to the Hôtel Splendide. He smiled at the concierge who gave him his key, number 45, on the first floor, and took the cable. It was from Jamaica, and read, Kingston, J.A., XXXXXXXX, Bond, Splendide Royal Lezo, Seine, Inferieur, Havana Cigar Production, All Cuban Factories, 1915. 10 million, repeat 10 million, stop, hope this figure you require, regards, Da Silva. This meant that 10 million francs was on the way to him. It was the reply to a request Bond had sent that afternoon through Paris to his headquarters in London, asking for